Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. I'm really glad that you decided, for whatever reason, to tune in today, because it'll be a great program. We've got two folks that not only are they just nice people, but they're highly qualified to answer any question you have. Any question. Right, guys?
We are. We are. I was pointing at you and saying, nice? Are you nice?
Some days I'm nice.
Dr. Alice is very nice.
Yeah.
It's good to be with
you. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton, and your phone calls. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We would love to help you. Everybody struggles with something. The worst struggle is the struggle to keep it a secret. Don't be in that struggle. What you want is you want to find a safe place to share it with somebody. But in the meantime, this is a great place to process it, too. And you don't have to even tell us your real name. You can say, hey, my name is Bucky. Now, if you say Bucky, we're probably going to think it's not your real name. But that's okay. That's not the issue. We just want to talk to you. So 1-800-229-3000, and then we'll do another program right after this. Now, I want to go to Karen from Tampa, Florida. Just jump right in here and see how Karen is doing today. I think my call screener might have a problem, or the person that's taking Karen hasn't freed her up yet. So, here she is. Karen, welcome to New Life Live. How you doing?
Life is very interesting, and as you can tell, my voice is a little cloudy.
Okay. What's going on?
My daughter just found me after many, many years and called me yesterday. I gave her up for adoption, and I answered the phone, and I got the call that actually I wanted to get.
You wanted to get it. That's great.
Yeah.
And so
but she
how
doesn't
did
know
how did it go?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
How did it go with her on the phone?
It fascinating, enlivened 2 hours talking. That's not why I sound like this, but I have to tell you, I have to be practical. I have not had an easy life either.
Yeah.
I'm not someone who protected herself all the time, but I do know that she has an illness now, and she has called me, and of course I care about it.
Sure.
But you have to look at statistically, why does somebody call you after 40 years? Well, she couldn't before, but I called my own father, and he said, in the same situation, having been given up at 5 by him, and he said, what is it? Are you sick? Are you dying? And I thought, well, what a dumb thing to say. But then I understand, is someone looking for a situation? So I sound cold, but I'm not. Are you kidding me? I feel like giving all the love in the world. I don't know how to be a mother.
Well, you don't have to be a mother, you know. How old is she now?
She's 48, and she looks like she's 28. She sent a picture.
What kind of illness is it?
Multiple sclerosis.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is.
So you're glad she called, but you're thinking that it might be more out of a financial motive?
I think only that there are possibilities, and that it's high time for me to think of all the things it can be, as well as being loving. You see, I've got to use my heart and my mind now.
But I got to ask you a question, because Steve opened the show talking about secrets, and you almost started telling us that she doesn't know you're her mom. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, that's a secret. We got to talk about that. Because
I don't understand.
In the day of, in these times, we.
Hold on. We'll be back.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Now, if she doesn't know you're her mother, why was she talking to you and who does she think you are?
No, the mother has not admitted for sure because the mother said, who is me? How do I know for sure that you did not get these documents, which can be obtained online by anyone? How do I know you are you? And she would not provide any proofs.
So you had a nice conversation,
yep,
even though you questioned whether or not she was actually your daughter.
We both questioned whether we were both each other's, but we pretty much probably know we are.
Okay, so when you said she doesn't know that she doesn't know you're her mother. She's assuming that she is.
You just clear. She doesn't know because I didn't. She asked if I was this person that she called and that. And I said, well, how would you get information like that? Where did you get it? She said, I got you on this and this. And I said, well, I'm not there.
Okay, so what's the question for us?
How after all these years, can I be a mother, or what do I? You must have had these situations before. How do I, after all these years, deal with this? Because I will.
You will what?
I will deal with it. I will tell her I am, and I'm pretty sure she's mine. And then, having never been a mother ever. Are there any books? Are there any things that teach me?
Oh, there are plenty of books, but I don't even think this is an issue about motherhood, that you're, because of the age she is and your age. I'm just a little bit taken back that all of a sudden, that you get this, and that it's kind of more about, is this the real person?
Well, we didn't determine that.
Versus what do we do going forward and things like that.
Well,
so I'm just going to turn it over to Sherry and
thank you so much. I wanted to talk to a woman and see what they have to say here. Thank you.
I want to ask another clarifying question, Karen, because I think you're concerned your daughter might ask you for money to help support her in her illness. It sounded like you'd maybe been taken advantage of multiple times through your own life, and that your father suspected the same thing of you when you first contacted him. Did I understand that correctly?
He said it. The first line was, well, why are you calling me? Are you sick or something? So he didn't suspect it. He just asked it. I said, what? Is that what you say?
And are you afraid your daughter might bring up the money question soon?
I am looking at all possibilities for why now did she, except she did say that. The governor had opened up the ability in that state for people to get their birth certificates. But but I'm not exactly sure when.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, there's love and mystery here, right? There's love and mystery.
Yeah.
So I think the mystery part, you can take some really practical steps with her. If both of you are committed, but you're both wondering, right, are you the one? If she has her birth certificate, it would have your name on it, right?
Right. I'm afraid that my concern is not as much about that. I was hoping to get you on the phone when I called, absolutely who I'm talking to right now.
Right.
Are there any books about women who have been adopted or women who have put their daughters up for adoption and there's maybe 40 years in between? And how, if they do get on, how to proceed, not being overly motherly or not being over, are there any guidances when you're actually willing? That's really what I wanted to call to say, and I got off on the wrong foot.
No, you actually got off on the right foot. You know why? Because this is how relationships start. You're just getting to know us. And honestly, this is how it feels. You haven't done
any. I don't want to hurt her.
I know.
I don't want to be hurt.
I totally hear your feelings.
And I never had any other children.
I know. And so this daughter, let's just say she is yours, right? This daughter, it feels highly charged because you don't want to do anything that would push her away, right?
Right. And I'm afraid I'm going to overwhelm her with all of a sudden being my life.
Well, let me ask you a question. Would it be okay if you walked into this relationship with her, right? With your heart forward, right? Keeping your mind intact, right? We want to make sure that...
That's what that other stuff was about, keeping my mind intact.
Keeping your mind intact, right?
Not overly emotional.
But what if... And I want you to cry. I want you to cry at the idea that your daughter has reached out to you. I mean, that you've been holding out on those tears for years. There were a lot of tears, mm-hmm. I'm sure, you didn't even get to get out when you gave her up, because I imagine...
None. You, never got to.
Yeah, you were trying to be strong. You were trying to be brave, and you were trying to do the right thing. So it's okay to let those tears come out now and to feel a little out of control, right? Because it does, when we cry, it's all right. But if you can look at her right now... As almost like you're building a friend.
That's what I thought. Maybe I would tell her to call her by my first name, and then we would start being friends.
Well, but you don't even have to tell her what she. You can ask her. What do you want to call me?
Right.
You don't have to tell her. You can just say.
No, I didn't mean like boss her around. I was like, give her the option.
Yeah.
Call me by my first name, or you can call me mother.
Exactly. Whatever feels comfortable. I love that. You're already off to a good start. I think
I can make good starts, all right, but I can screw up in the middle.
But you know what I hear? I hear a woman that is desperately afraid of herself. I hear a woman who's desperately afraid of questioning your own judgment, questioning your ability. But you've been around this world for probably 60-some years, and you've made relationships with others. And so I just want you to start slow, but steady. And just ask her questions. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself grace and give her grace as you guys are getting to know each other.
Let me ask you a quick question. Who is the woman in your life right now that you're closest to?
I don't really have enough. And I hear you tell women to have friends and have that. Okay. And I just don't. And I want to.
Okay, now listen. Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do, that if you have the next conversation with her, that you let her know that. Because she needs to realize that you're kind of not really comfortable in ongoing close relationships with other females, and you want some grace and understanding. And that's a really nice thing for her to hear you say, that... You know, I just want to be open with you. This isn't easy. And then I want to encourage you to pursue that while you're developing whatever relationship you have with her. If I were you, I would approach this with great optimism, but also caution. And let me say this, then I want to hear from Alice. If you were calling about somebody in a dating service that you had met that was kind of a stranger, then we would say, well, hey, maybe this will work out. And then we would also caution you this. If that dating person ever said, as you're getting to know them, and we've said this on the air before, by the way, I really like our connection and all that, and I'm a little low on money right now. Could you loan me some money? We'd say, okay, that's when things change.
And I just heard you say that on the show a couple days ago.
So let's just use that same thing here. Let's just go forward with her, but you're aware that if this is genuine and true, you know, she's never going to say to you, and boy, these bills are stacking up.
I just found out her drug is going to cost $6,000. She mentioned that.
Okay. So let's just don't assume that this has a financial reason.
I'm not.
But I would sure
have to think.
I would sure do what I could. And I'll tell you this. This is such an unusual situation. If you had any financial ability to start into a counseling relationship with another female like Alice or Sherry here, I think that could just be the best thing ever for you and for this person who really might be your daughter. Alice, what are your thoughts here as you're listening to all this?
Steve, I have two. Because, Karen, it does bring up a little bit of a red flag, a possibility. If she's already mentioning the cost of her medication in the first call to you, it might have just been sharing information. But she might ask you for money. And what gets complicated for us parents is when we start to give out of guilt and we give more than we can afford to make up for our past mistakes. It's very easy to get pulled into that form of giving. And it's not biblical giving. God asks us to be cheerful givers and to give wisely, knowing what our resources are and how much we can generously share with other people and how much we cannot share. So I just want you to keep that in mind. If she asks you for money, before you decide whether or not to give, it should be passed by somebody else so you can make a wise decision about whether or not God wants you to give to her eventually if she asks. The other thing is back to your question about a book. I keep thinking about either How We Love or How We Love Our Kids because you're very endearing. Just talking with you on the phone here, you're an enjoyable person to talk with because you're humble and you want to better yourself and you want to be a good mother to this woman who's calling you now. How We Love both teaches us how to improve ourselves and our own attachment style, and it teaches us how to relate better to others, really emphasizing what Sherry said by being good listeners. So I think one of those two books could really start you off on the right track with her, but your heart is in the right place,
right,
Karen.
And I want to say one more thing, okay, just in light of what you said, and this might be hard to hear, but I think if there is any money exchange, I would have you get proof of the birth certificate and then DNA testing. On both sides. I mean, that's...
I didn't even think about the DNA.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
There's so many things today, but you need to do that in order to proceed, because we wouldn't want this to be some kind of a situation where somebody's calling, taking advantage of something.
That's why I wouldn't admit to her, because I said, you can find these things out online.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I got one final thing for you. You've given up a child for adoption. Very, very tough. You said you didn't really shed the tears at the time.
No. Couldn't.
Now, you know what I think you should feel guilty about in this situation?
Not taking care of myself.
No, nothing.
Mm.
You should feel no guilt. Because let me tell you, if this is your daughter that you gave up for adoption, you're her hero. Many other women in your situation would have had an abortion.
That's right.
You didn't do that. You did a very brave and courageous thing, and I want you to truly validate yourself for that courage. And I want you to appreciate the fact that in the toughest of situations, you didn't do what so many folks do because they don't think they have a choice or it's just the quick thing to do. You did the tough thing. You gave her a life. You gave her life. You honored God, You honored yourself and you honored her. And I want you to appreciate that and not be down on yourself. I know there are a lot of mixed emotions about, you know, someone calling you up that you gave up. Look, you gave her up. Another way to say it isn't for adoption. You gave her up for a better life that you could not provide her.
I knew I couldn't.
Well, right.
At that time.
So that's why I wanted to be sure and ask you to not feel guilty about anything. A hero who saved someone's life, they would need to be celebrated, not be walking around with some kind of guilt or shame that just doesn't need to be there. Okay?
Thank you. I'm not used to such positive feedback.
Well,
about these things.
You're courageous.
I have gone through a terrible life. It's not like that at all.
Okay. So, I'm glad you called. We'll send you How We Love. Take your life back. And again, I just want to say, I would be optimistic, cautious, and I hope and pray this is the beginning of a healthy relationship. We'll be back for more New Life Live right after.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, I do want to just mention that I really do think that folks like her are heroes. And, you know, a lot of folks that said a lot of things about a mother's right to her own body and stuff. And, you know, nobody believes that anybody ought to take over somebody else's body and stuff. But I tell you, there is also this thing you have to think about, that there are these little babies.
Yeah.
And these are not just groups of cells. These are babies now where we've got everything out literally on the table, where folks are saying, yes, even if the baby survives abortion, then the mother should have the right to take the life of that baby after it's out of the womb, breathing on its own. Now, I don't care politically where you are. You really have, as a human being, you have to look at that from the perspective of that is a real live person that Jesus knew even before it was in the womb. We really have to stop and think about this. And I just hope and pray you can be the most liberal person politically and still believe that every little zygote, every little fetus is a life that's created by God. You can have every liberal political position and still believe that that's a life that God created. And I just want to encourage you to think about that, because nobody can speak for those little babies. We have to do that. And it's just one of the most tragic things ever in our society. Now, why do I talk about this? Because as many of you know, I paid for an abortion, and didn't just pay for it, but I pressured her to have that abortion. And I just cannot tell you how sad it is that I did that. And I just would hope anybody that in any possible way would not make that same decision. So, yeah. All right. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us, we'll have another program right after this. Let's go to Carolyn from Denver, Colorado. Sirius XM, channel 131 is where she calls from. Hi, Carolyn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
You know, honestly, I listened to a show of yours a while back, and you had addressed a gal that was trying to come off of sleeping pills. She was my age, and I am so grateful and thankful after all these years of listening to you guys to address this epidemic issue. I myself was addicted to sleeping pills for probably the better part of 20 years.
Wow.
And my heart went out to her. She sounded terrified of trying to get off of them. And boy, do I know how that feels when you have to now rely on what God gave us to be able to do at night and not have any confidence whatsoever in being able to do that any longer.
Mm.
And I just wanted to encourage your listeners, what you said to her and the guidance that everyone gave her with regards to not doing this alone, and getting into a group and getting the support and talking to people who may not be suffering from exactly the same medication but something else they're addicted to, is so important, because it is such a lonely journey and it takes a long time and it takes a lot of grace that you need to give yourself.
Yes.
And I would never have gotten through this tunnel, this dark tunnel, had somebody not given me those encouraging words. So I just want to commend all of you for finally addressing this and just being a part of her recovery. Well, I wish I would have known about you a long time ago when I was going through this. It was really lonely.
Thanks for this. And you don't sound sleep deprived. How are you doing?
Well, it was a long journey. I finally did go and get some professional guidance so that, as you told this woman, I think her name was Julie, definitely don't cold turkey it. I thought I could do it on my own, and that was definitely the wrong thing to do.
Mm.
I did have to titrate for a long time.
Yeah.
I did have to switch medications, something that wasn't quite as powerful as what I was taking.
Right. Good.
It took a very, very, very long, long time. I'm doing well. I wish I could say that I'm sleeping like a baby. I'm not.
Yeah. Right.
That's just the honest truth. I think that our brain chemistry changes a little bit when we have given it something other than what God intended our brains to use to help us sleep. What do you think on that?
Oh, I think you're right, and I think there's some of us that we just have to, it's part of accepting who we are, that we just may never have that sleep like other folks do, and if we can, you know, we can try to take naps whenever possible, make up for it, but there, I think when you become a student of sleep, you learn all of these things that you can do to make it more likely. But I wish every physician was forced to tell every patient that sleeping pills aren't an answer to lack of sleep any more than painkillers are an answer for chronic pain. It doesn't help. They make it worse. They delay what you have to do if you have the problem. We'll be back right after this. Glad you called.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Glad you're with us, and we're going to go right to Larry Sonnenberg. And wait, before that, Alice, you wanted to clarify something from the previous caller there.
I do. Want to do that? Especially if you listeners didn't hear the call that she was referring to, that we want to be cautious and have a balanced view of medication, because a lot of us need medication to be able to function well in all different areas of our life. And so we're certainly not saying avoid medication if you're struggling, if you have sleep problems, but rather, I think, to be open and honest about what you're taking with the people in your life, so that we don't get stuck in shame and isolation, especially if it becomes an abuse of the medication or an addiction of the medication.
Well, and I wanted to say one more thing is, I think we don't always think about non-traditional forms of treatment for sleep. Neurobiofeedback, right, can be a way to recalibrate your brain. And, you know, if Caroline was open to something like that, she might find, by going through a series of treatments with neurobiofeedback, she might be able to reset her brain and sleep better. So let's keep our eyes open, right, to all kinds of treatments that are out there.
Also, a little bit different than neurobiofeedback is Rick Tanzi, the thing that he does. And I went to him and really kind of rewire the brain. I've never slept better in my life after I went to him. And so there are things that you can do. And if you need some help finding that, call us. To me, there are situations where a short-term use of sleeping medication may help, but my understanding is that it's just not a long-term way of dealing with it, unless, you know, there's just no hope for you to ever have a good sleep, and it's going to be the best that you'll ever do. So then you use it under those situations. All right. So now let's go to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, are you awake? Because I know it took us a long time there.
I'm awake.
Okay, so talk to us a little bit here today.
Well, just want to encourage, as usual, folks to support New Life with a financial gift. And I want to read an excerpt from a letter we got just yesterday with a donation. And if you can support a ministry that helps somebody like this, then I would like you to support New Life. And there's different ways to do that. But first, what she said, briefly, New Life Ministries, all of you have seen me through, instructed me through, coached, encouraged, counseled, led, loved me through experiences I would have never dreamed Christians were dealt in this life. Even more than daily doses of having practical solutions delivered in gentle, loving, respectful grace from your radio program, the resources you create and provide have helped not only save this life, but more than a saved life, I can now see much evidence rippling out. And, you know, somebody says,
so great.
Yeah, this program saved her life. Yeah. And not only that, others are gaining from that because she's sharing her experience and pointing people back to us. So,
and sometimes it starts with coming to the Finding Freedom workshop, or it comes with, you know, going to the counselor. Marriage intensive, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, I need to go to Every Man's Battle or Restore. There's just this, you know, it sounds like she stepped in, and then there was a world of support to help guide her to a better place. And we have all those facets there available for y'all.
Yeah. It's a page and a half letter, and they went to workshops, and it's just a great encouragement to us, and I hope it will be to you. But if you can make a gift to New Life, that's what we're asking you to do. If you can just make a gift, you can send a check, you can call and make a gift on the phone. You can go online and make a gift. You can join Club New Life. There are a lot of ways that you can make a gift. You can donate stock. There's a lot of things, but we just need help to keep this going. You know, we need. It's a 501c3. We're a nonprofit. Nobody owns this ministry but Jesus.
Right.
And so we need your help to keep it going.
And I just want to say this. Don't be confused about what our mission is and why we do what we do, because we've never veered from this. From the very beginning, we wanted to work to transform people's lives, not to make them feel better or, you know, or some quick fix or something. It's always been about really, really helping a person that struggles with the darkest of problems, while at the same time encouraging folks that just want to experience a deeper, richer life. That's part of people that listen and are part of this. But our mission is to work with those folks that churches have had a hard time with and don't maybe have the resources to help. And so we've always focused on doing the hard things in ministry where people, you know, it'd be easier just to tell them to go to a Bible study, quote some scripture, give them a Band-Aid, and then move on. We're here for them, and we're here for you, and we just need your help to continue to do it for a very, very long time.
Steve,
thank you, Larry.
Steve,
yeah, go ahead.
I heard you make your appeal about the abortion and the tiny little babies that nobody gives voice to, and that you want to be a part of that. And I just want to say on behalf of New Life Ministries, thank you for doing that, because it's really important. And we're not a ministry that is focused on anti-abortion. It's consistent with our beliefs.
Yeah.
But I just think the voice has to get out there at this time when it's so messed up in politics. It shouldn't be messed up in politics.
No.
And thank you for saying that.
No, I've never known a political baby in the womb.
Yeah, amen.
They just want to live. And there's a great verse that says, "Choose this day, and choose life, that you and your descendants might live." And we're not just talking about a baby. We're talking about a baby and all the descendants of that baby. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can support us, please do it right now. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm going to talk to Chris. Not going to talk to myself anymore. Talk to Chris, Sirius XM, and he lives in the Los Angeles area. Hi there. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right today, guys.
Good. What's going on?
So basically, I've been addicted to drugs for 9 years. And now I'm to the point where I hate addiction, and I don't want to go back, and so I need to rebuild these relationships, right, that I've broken in these 9 years. And one of the most important relationships for me to fix is my mother and I, and I just needed some advice how to do that.
Okay, so are you? Have you been sober for a while?
6 months.
6 months, okay. And you want to know how to restore the relationship with Mom. Tell me, what is the relationship like, and then we'll get started with Sherry and Alice. What is it like now with her?
You know, to be honest, she's right next to me. She's been there for me whenever I need her. She's the best mom I could ask for.
Okay, great.
Put it plain and simple.
That's wonderful.
But what would she say is the disconnect between you two? What is the part that she would say needs to be repaired?
That's hard to say. I think that she would probably say that... okay, she wants to be able to trust me.
Okay.
Well, she and you know that that wouldn't be something that would be very wise for her to do after only 6 months, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's good that she wants to trust you. Great. Okay. What else would she say? It's a great question, Sherry.
You know, this question is really hard for me to answer. There's a lot that I need to work on to, as a man, you know, to show my mom that I want to go down the right path. And, you know, I can remember like it was yesterday when I was 16 years old and hadn't started drugs yet, and how good our relationship was and how much she trusted me. Hey, Mom, can I get $20? I need to go to the movies with my friends. Well, that was a lie. I just needed it for drugs, for the party. And so I've just totally destroyed our relationship.
Yeah.
And
so okay. So it's really we understand that. And you want it to be better. And that's a good thing. When we come back, we're going to help you with that. I think what you're experiencing might be something that a lot of guys experience when they are in recovery. We want to fix things. We like fixing things as guys. Women do too, but especially we like to kind of distract ourselves by fixing things. And it's really hard for us when the fix takes time. We want to know, are there any magic words that might make it go quicker? And there aren't. Is there anything I can do? Well, yeah, there is something you can do, and that's what we're going to talk about.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Sherry, you had a couple of things you wanted to say.
Yeah, hey, Chris, could you just give us a quick synopsis, like 30 seconds? What do you hate about addiction?
Okay, so the things I hate about addiction are what it does to relationships. I had so many friends that had so much going for them, and we kind of did drugs together. And now that I'm 25 years old, and, you know, I started doing these drugs with these kids when we were 16 after the football games, and it was just the normal thing to do. Well, they stopped. I never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It got a hold of me.
Yeah.
And it ruined everything I've ever had going for me. I'd go into jobs. I've had so many jobs. Well, it's ruined every single job I've had.
Yeah.
Sure.
And really, that's the one thing that I hate about addiction is how it destroys all the relationships in my life.
So this is what I'm hearing. Addiction kills love. Simply put, addiction kills love. Because it hurts you. It hurts the people that you love, like your mom and your friends. And so I love hearing how angry you are at addiction. Right? You're really mad about this drug, these drugs. And I think that is such a healthy place to start. You're not in denial anymore. But let me tell you what your mom needs, because I work a lot with addicts. And let me tell you what she's looking for. She wants you to continue to attend your 12-step program. She wants you to be faithful, to not let go of that when you start feeling like, hey, I got this. She wants you to stay. She also wants to be able to trust your behavior and not your words. When it comes to addiction, words are cheap. And family members have been really hurt by empty promises. And so she's going to be watching you right now and watching what you do with your addiction journey. Now, as you stay the course and she's able to trust what you're doing and your behavior and not your words, you know what? You're going to be putting deposits in her trust account.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then I want you to get a sponsor. You're a great guy.
Do
you got a sponsor?
I do have a sponsor.
Okay, there's a pause. You're not connected well with him.
I'm not connected well.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some homework. I want you to find a different sponsor. I want you to find a sponsor that you dig, that you think you can trust, kind of a general, somebody that you connect with. If it's not able to be worked out with your sponsor, I want you to find, because that person is really critical to checking in with you and you checking in with them. Don't compromise on that step. Those would be the three things.
My sponsor also lives across the country from me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I want you to find a sponsor. You guys can go get some, you know, get a bite to eat. Right? Go to In-N-Out Burger.
Are you going to meetings now?
Yes.
Okay, because that's where you're going to find that local sponsor. So don't ever stop going to meetings. I wish we had more time. Do you have a Life Recovery Bible by any chance?
I don't. I'd love one.
Well, good deal. I'm going to send it to you, and I think you're going to love it, and I hope you do. And I just want to encourage you. It's not a small thing that you have 6 months under your belt there.
It's awesome.
And we all know this, that relapse happens when we stop doing all the stuff that's worked so well for us. So don't, whatever you're doing, don't stop. Just keep going, especially when you don't feel like it. That's the time to keep going.
And Steve, one last thought. Would you, Chris, please build independence from your mom. It can be so easy to take advantage of her generosity. Mm-hmm. So I want you to become financially fully independent from her as soon as possible.
Yeah, and you just you keep looking for those jobs, and if it's still difficult to find a job, you'll find one, and then that's where things will start to change for the good, and many times they change for the good forever. Really glad that you called. All right, 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us for the next program that we're going to do. You know, addiction is a real thing. It's not something that happens to weak people. It happens to some of the strongest people ever. Mm-hmm. Mental illness is a real thing. It's not always demon possession. There's a real thing called mental illness that just takes everything that we have, and if we don't get it treated. Here's another thing that's real. Christians who believe in God have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and one day they wake up, or maybe it's a process, and they think, you know what? I want to help people. I'm not a preacher, not a speaker, but I love listening to people and helping them. And they decide to go and learn Bible, learn counseling, learn psychology, learn the brain, emotions, and they're out there doing the work that they feel called to do. They're real live Christian counselors, not just people with wisdom. They've got wisdom, insight, knowledge, and training. If you've never, ever been in the presence of one of these folks, it can change everything for you. They have insight that you just can't believe. And, you know, I have been sitting in front of a counselor with my own personal self, and in 20 minutes, they tell me something about myself I haven't figured out in 20 years. And it's so wonderful. If you call us, we'll find one for you, because we've got plenty. And they are committed. And they're great, great people. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEWLIFE. Now, if you've never been to one of our intensives, why not? Hey, come on. It's just bizarre how much progress you can make in such a short length of time. And we've got some powerful intensives coming up. I'm going to be doing Finding Freedom, the New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom. I would love for you to be there, because I think you'll find some freedom. I really believe it. May 3rd in Southern California. Every Man's Battle, April the 5th. Intimacy in Marriage, June the 28th. And Restore, July 19th. Now, the three of us were at the last marriage intensive. And guys, you have to say, miracles happen that weekend.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, in fact, you were talking about secrets at the beginning of the show, and I had a couple that actually disclosed an affair that they've never shared to anybody. And they said it felt like a 1,000-pound weight coming off of them. So it's a place that you can come and heal and get free and get some help for whatever it is you're struggling with.
Satan loves us to live in shame, and if we're committed to secrecy, he wins. When we start to open up, it really changes everything. So I want to encourage you, give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us help you do whatever you need to do to get better. That's what we're here for, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, if you have a one-time gift of any amount, I'm going to send you Dr. Henry Cloud's book, The Gift of the Other. It's the power of other. it really does help you see the necessity and the joy of having a relationship with someone else. You get to really experience the community of Christ in that relationship. All right. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Alice. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, and pray. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, you call.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.